Now, gathered around this talk are any number of people. I don't know just who does talk English and who doesn't, but I'm going to take a stab at them just to see what happens. First of all, there's one gentleman who I do know speaks English. And now, how do you feel about all this?
Oh, well, I'm feeling very well. And the people are really delivering me. Last night, when the first soldiers come in, the British soldiers, what coverage here in the town, opposite all the metropolitan on the place.
And how about you? Is the lady here with a bicycle? You?
I've been learning this dog for years in order to be able to speak to you today and today. Now leave England.
Are you glad?
Certainly, I'm so glad that I cannot express anything.
And now a chap to my right with a very colorful rosette. And we'll be here in a minute. We'll be here in a minute. It's like a bargain basement here. We'll just have to push off our feet. I cannot know. I am very happy. Thank you very much. We are very, very happy. Thank you. And now somebody is fighting their way through the crowd, trying to get into the microphone. I just want to don't push.
Here's a boy who knows everyone in England, you know, because every day I was on the BBC, and with the German, with the reporter here, three, at 9 o'clock in the day. And we are very glad to be delivered from the German. They are going away, he's listening.
Hello, boy. Well, that's just a sense of what's going on here. Before we get pushed right through the back door on top of Jimmy Watson, my engineer, and that's the scene here in Brussels, just a few minutes after we arrive with the leading element.
Broadcasting from a street on the outskirts of Brussels. A street fight is just going on as they're coming into the outskirts of the city, and the tanks about 2 yards away from me are swinging their turrets round to fire out over the open fields towards the wood where we believe there are some Germans, because from that wood has been coming some fire. About 10 yards in front of me, there is an armored car which has just been firing into the wood. That was a machine gun fire which you heard at the opening of this broadcast. Right along the column, the road is absolutely jam-packed with tanks, ambulances, jeeps, trucks, armored cars, and every kind of vehicle as this column streams into Brussels. And for the moment, it is halted by this fire on the left, out in the fields, the women defend themselves down in the corn, and they're getting back behind the cover of the trees and the tanks. And now, from the tank columns, men are going out with tin guns into the woods, hunting for the fire. I thought that was the machine gun revving up again, but it was really an armored car revving up its engine, and apart from the thunder of the engine of the tank right beside me, everything is again all quiet. And now, BBC, we're just coming into Buckle, coming down one of those great long cobble streets that lead into the center of the city. Rumble tanks are roaring past two long lines of cheering people. And around my jeep is an absolute mass of people thronging, so closely that a band of men have joined hands and are holding back the crowd so that the jeep won't be swamped. And the cheers of the crowd compete with the roar of the tanks as the tanks and armored cars thunder by into the center of Brussels. I've never seen anything like the demonstration as there is here tonight. From every window there are flags which obviously have been prepared in advance for today. Everybody is waving a flag or wearing a streamer. Girls are dressed in the Belgian colors of red and gold and black. And there are banners in the streets which have obviously been made beforehand in anticipation of our coming. The Belgians were certainly ready for us, and they've given us a welcome, which has been absolutely magnificent.
I say something in English.
Yes.
Si Monsieur Hughes may choose with Albert van der Berg, managing director from Hudson's Merton Limited in Holbrook, they are now on the care of the BBC.
And now we've been halted in the bottom. The mass of people crowding around the tanks and the trucks and the jeeps is so thick that we just can't hope to move. Just ahead of me, the moving. I can't compete with that.
He's a good man.